What's up, everyone? Welcome back to Girls with Goals, Podmas Day 5. We're coming at you with relationship green flags.
Yeah, this is gonna be such a fun episode. It's something we've had on the list for a while, like relationship green flags, red flags,
anything like that. I feel like every time I put up a question box, something along the lines of this comes up, and especially, I feel like all the time, the wording of relationship green flags comes up, and I love that. And it's something that we talk about all the time, you know, with our friends. And it's definitely something that aligns with what we're all about here on Girls with Goals. So we're going to take you through some of our relationship green flags, like non-negotiables in a relationship, whatever it is. And we're using the word relationship as like a very broad term here. So it applies to friendships, to boyfriend, girlfriend, whatever it is, just goes under the umbrella of a relationship. Because
I think a lot of those green flags fundamentally are the same.
Yeah, and they're going to be similar across whatever kind of relationship you have with someone.
Yeah, obviously some things are going to be unique to friendships, whereas some are going to be unique to like dating someone. But for the most part, I think you're going to have similar red flags and green flags in terms of just the people that you want to have in your life.
Oh, for sure. Okay, so we both have our full lists of relationship green flags. And we have this because there was one night we were with our roommate and we came home from something. It was like 2 a.m. We're sitting in the living room and I don't know what prompted it. It must have been something.
Yeah,
something must have happened. But we sat there, we like set a timer for 5 minutes and we all dead silent just filled the page with all of our relationship green flags. And my page is titled "I Will Not Settle for Less," and then it just goes into a million different green flags and things that are non-negotiable for me in a relationship.
Yeah, I think the three of us always talk about having high standards. I mean, we talk about it, like, in our hookup culture episode, how, you know, we're just kind of picky.
Rightfully so. Or,
yeah, we just, like, kind of have higher standards for the people that we want in our lives, I guess.
And that's for so many reasons, but
But our roommate is always the same, and so the three of us always kind of laugh about that, about how we just, like, don't give any attention to guys unless we like see so much potential in there. We're all like very independent in that way, but we were like, okay, we always say we have high standards, but like
what are those standards?
So we all separately just wrote down all these thoughts, and if you guys are similar or just anyone,
it was a very fun activity. Yeah. After we all like compared and we went through, and if we all had the same one, which ended up being we all had a lot of the same or similar ones, it was interesting to see where we were, you know, what things we had in common and what things were unique to just our own.
But I think it could be like an interesting thing for anyone to do, because as much as you can say like I have high standards or I want like good relationships, whatever, it's kind of hard when you make yourself pinpoint exactly what those things are. Like, it was kind of difficult to get started being like, wait, what do I actually like about people? Like, what do I actually want in someone? But then once you get going, like, you have all these ideas, and it's just kind of fun, because then you have your, like, non-negotiables, or your, like, perfect person, or all your green flags kind of written out. And I don't know, it's just a fun thing. So if you're looking for a journal prompt or, like, something to do, I don't know, take 10 minutes and think about what you want in a person. Green flags.
All right, number one, this is something that I think we all had across all of our pages, but someone who is independent and driven.
I definitely think that in any relationship or friendship, it helps when people are solid, independent and, like, solid on their own, because that's when, like, you're good on your own. And you're not super reliant on other people, but that's when, like, you can give the most to other people can give the most to you, and it just, like, it's, like, a solid relationship when you're both, like, 100% secure with yourself, you know?
Yeah. And part of that is, you know, I think the independence and driven aspect is just for us and for you guys as well, because I know we're all like-minded in this aspect, but that's just how I am.
Right, so you kind of want someone who's similarly like that. Like, yeah, if you're an independent person, it's natural to want someone who's pretty independent, and that does not mean that, like, you're not spending time with each other, that you don't, like, care about each other and things like that. I think, like, I'm a very independent person, but I also, like, if I have people, like, I want to spend time with them so much, I want to, like, share things with them so much, but I think that that's, like, a key concept, I think that's like a key part to it, is that if you're both independent and like have your own things that you're passionate about in life, I think that it brings so much to the relationship, because then you have these things that you can get really excited about and share with each other, and you can teach them about what you're passionate about and what you're doing in your life, and they can do the same. Right. And I think that's a really good thing.
All these green flags are super intertwined, but part of the passionate thing, that's something that Carol and I have said like since high school, is that with friends, with anyone, someone who has, you know, strong interests, who is driven, that's something that is super admirable and something that I look for in a relationship. And the other part of that is because I like to learn about things. Like, I like listening to, if someone is passionate about something, if someone is talking about their interests, I'm all ears, even if it is something I know absolutely nothing about. Like, I'm listening and I'm enjoying listening because I'm listening to them talk about it.
Yeah, I love listening to anyone just, like, talk about things that they care about and that excite them. It, like, literally, it could be anything. Like,
literally anything. One of our friends, I love this. We have two friends, absolutely love them. So they have this, like, investment startup kind of thing.
There's so many words that I don't understand. And I'm a business major, but I love hearing about it.
I could listen to them talk about it forever.
Because it lights them up.
It lights them up. And it's just, I find it so interesting. I'm learning so much every time I hear them talk about it. I want to hear every single little minute detail about what they're doing because they're so passionate about it. And it's just such a fun, you know, energy listening to it and learning about that. But that's something completely differing interests. But because someone is actually interested in that, like, I love that.
Yeah. And if they care about the things that you're interested in and want to talk about just as much, then it's just fun because they'll get excited and you can, like, kind of teach them about the things that you care about and, like, bring them into that part of your life, and they do the same back.
It makes such a comfortable and, like, positive environment. So that brings us to our next point, which this is something that I hold so high up on this list of green flags, is someone who asks genuine questions to me. Because I'm someone, I will ask genuine questions to other people. Like, I so seriously just want to know everything that you want to tell me. Like, I'm all yours, like I said. So when that's not reciprocated, that's such an uncomfortable feeling. So someone who asks genuine questions and who is, you know, genuinely interested in my passions and my interests and what I have to say.
I think that's something that shows how much someone cares about you if they ask questions, or if they, like, remember something that you told them and then they, like, ask you about it later. That, like, doesn't that always make you feel good if you, like, told someone something and then a couple weeks later you're talking to them again and they're like, oh, how's that thing going? Yeah. Or that, you know, and you're like, oh, you remembered.
Well, that's the other part of just, like, again, creating a comfortable environment, because I want to ask those types of questions and I want to, you know, make comments about little things that I remember from a past conversation. But if that's not reciprocated, then you just feel like you're so encroaching on their, you know, space. And that just does not make for a good relationship. So green flag is when you're both equally interested in the other person.
You also need someone who is fun and who's funny and who you just always laugh and have fun with. Because a person who...
Because I'd be laughing.
Because, yeah, we'd be laughing. Like, you make the best memories and have the best time with people who you just, like, have fun with and who are...
So let's tell the inverse story of this. The fun, the laughter was not being reciprocated. It was me, Anna, and...
Oh my god, I remember this. I wasn't
because
there, I heard
it's
about it.
It's one of the most painful moments in my memory to date. So, me, Anna, and this boy, just in our living room, Anna and I are laughing hysterically, like, we're cracking joke after joke that apparently only we were understanding. That became relevant to us after the fact, like, we thought he was fully aware of all the jokes we're making because it was about...
mutual people.
It was about mutual people and situations that we were both involved in. But Anna and I were like cry laughing, and he was just so not following. He was not interested. And then it was just so painful and like embarrassing for us, because it was like, what are you on? This is not funny. But to us, it was so funny. Like, the jokes you're making, I wish I could tell you guys.
So that showed that the relationship with Anna is great, and then the guy just was not clicking.
It was not clicking. Anyway, you live and you learn.
Mm-hmm. And so, someone who's always down to, like, have fun and go on an adventure and, like, be spontaneous, too. Like, you need friends in your life who are going to say yes to do things with you. Who, like, when you have a fun idea and you're like, I want to go on this trip. Or, like, I want to go to this concert. I want to do this. You want people in your life who you know are going to be down to do that with you and have the best time ever.
But that also goes back to, if you as a person are not funny and don't value humor and you don't value adventure, then those don't apply. Just someone who is similar to you and, like, can match that energy. The other thing that is so, so important, it's probably, like, literally the most important, I would say, is the vibe.
What's the vibe?
So simple. What's the vibe? Do you click? Does, like, conversation flow naturally? Like, is it not super forced? Is it just an automatic, comfortable situation? The vibe. That's all there is to say about it. Like, if the vibe isn't there, the vibe isn't there. Move on.
Sometimes you click with people and sometimes you just don't. And I think it's hard to build anything off of something someone that you don't click with and who doesn't have the vibe. But some people, like, you want to be friends or be in relationships with people who you don't have to be thinking, like, what's the next thing I'm gonna say? Like, you don't have to be thinking steps ahead. It just flows and you click and the vibe just matches. You're on the same wavelength. And sometimes that doesn't happen, but it happens enough that, like, you don't have to settle for a relationship when it doesn't happen. And sometimes you may really like who a person is. Like, you may like a lot of things about a person,
that is,
but
my
you just
issue
don't
a lot of the
sometimes.
Time. That is my issue a lot of time. And then it's like, from my perspective, like, I feel bad because I'm not feeling the vibe with friends
or
anything.
And you really want to.
And you really want to, because maybe on paper you align. But then in practice, the vibe isn't there.
It's not clicking.
That's okay. There's no need to. One of my other big points is communication. And I guess this kind of goes with the question aspect, but more of like the emotional intelligence side of that. Communication. I want to know what's up. And likewise, I want you to be clear on, like, what's up with me. Communication, that's what makes relationships valuable.
Another thing that I wrote down, similar vibes, is, like, you are the first person that they want to tell things to. And, like, vice versa. They're the first person that you want to tell things to. Like, if something happens in your life that you want to tell something about, like, the first person who you think of, like, that's probably a good person in your life. And it's always nice to, like, be that from someone else. Like, when something happens to them and they, like, go to you to tell you. That's good.
Yeah. So, communication from two different ways. You know, that way being the just, like, literal communication.
Mm-hmm.
And then the kind of emotional intelligence side of that from a relationship building stance. Both super valuable. This may be a personal green flag, but for me, relationships with people who are creative are always more, like, they have the vibe a little bit more, or at least people who can be understanding of my creativity, because part of, like, what I talk about and what I'm going to share with that person is typically based off of, like, my creativity, my creative ideas, thoughts, my own passions, whatever that is.
Mm-hmm.
And so someone who can understand or appreciate or, you know, come back with their own creative perspective on things, that's something that is very interesting to me with relationships.
Yeah, that's definitely a quality that I've always been so drawn to as well. Like, when I think back to anyone ever, like,
To literally anyone ever,
I'm like, yep, they were creative. Like, I've kind of realized over the years that creativity is, like, something I'm super drawn to. Like, photography or music or something like that. Like, when somebody has a creative passion, I vibe.
All right, so before we get into our last green flag, let's go through some of the other ones we have on our list that
are... Some of the smaller ones.
Some of the smaller ones.
I said takes candid pictures of me. God, I mean,
wait, I said someone good, that does. I that, said good at like, taking pictures. Parentheses of me, oh, of course.
Literally, it's, but if someone like wants like takes pictures of you or like takes some candid pictures, mm-hmm. that's cute.
Someone who makes me a part of their friends or family.
True, I love infiltrating.
Love to infiltrate.
Love to infiltrate. Love to
infiltrate. That's where I shine.
I think I'm good with family and friends.
Someone who is secure in themselves. I said respectfully confident in this, so like not a cocky type of confident, but mm-hmm. a respectful type of confident where they are, you know, understanding of their self.
I want someone who like wants to travel and like go on adventures and stuff. Like, I just want more of those people in my life because I feel like I'm always having these big adventurous ideas. And I mean, we kind of mentioned this before, mm-hmm. but like, I want people who are going to say yes to all of the adventures that I think up and are
who
also going
to say
like,
yes to when
and
are I'm like, also let's gonna, go like, to New York tomorrow right. or like, let's go to LA
right.
yesterday.
And are also going to like invite me to do those things.
Yeah.
Like, I want someone
share
who's
the same
be,
energy
like,
around it.
Like, if someone was like, I really want to do this. Will you come with me? Like,
absolutely.
That's, like, the most flattering thing to me. I'm like, you thought of this fun experience and you want me to come?
Me?
Absolutely. So I totally want that. And also traveling because traveling's, like, something that and Catherine and I are also both so passionate about mm-hmm. growing up.
That's kind of
internationally.
The same. All of this goes down to I've open-minded on there. That is, like, my number one trait and quality that, you know, I think creates someone that has a vibe that matches me and who has a disposition that maybe meets all these other green flags. Being open-minded is a huge factor in all of that. Mm-hmm. I have on here eats vegetables.
Oh, definitely, like, cares about their health is important
yeah.
to me.
Eats vegetables into health and, like,
just, like, values
is reasonably
their health.
Healthy.
Yeah.
And can match me on that. Always down to do something, creative in some sense, wants to travel, good at taking pictures. We were said that.
A couple other things that we didn't mention before that are, like, kind of bigger that I think. One is, like, what's their reputation with other people and how do they treat other people? Because I think that that's, like,
okay,
a pretty direct reflection of, like, how they treat other people is how they're going to treat you.
Right.
So, like,
I think
pay
how
attention.
How they treat other people is obviously super valuable, and I pick
yeah.
up on that. People's reputation, I don't care about people's reputation until they show me what it is. So, like, obviously, if they prove that their reputation is true, I'm going to believe it. But until they do, until they prove me wrong or right.
Sure. I was thinking more so in the sense of, like, a good reputation. Not necessarily that, like, if someone has a somewhat negative reputation, I'm gonna
yeah.
cross them off initially. But if somebody is, like, really well-liked by other people and is just, like, a good person to other people, that's a person that you want in your life, too.
Mm-hmm. No, but reputation, maybe to a fault, I, like, don't...
Benefit of the doubt.
I don't consider people's reputations until I say for myself. And that has cause some problems, potentially, because people sometimes do live up to their reputations.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes they don't, so I'm going to stick with that one and continue to give people the benefit of the doubt until I meet them and conform uh-huh. my own opinion.
And then I think another thing that's important is, how does somebody react to your successes? If you're excited about something is, like, going right in your life, the people around you and the people that care about you should be equally excited as you. So pay attention to when things are going well for you, how the people around you react. Are they excited for you? Are they supporting you? Do they, like, ask you questions about it? Or do you tell them that something great is happening and they just, like, go silent and they act like they don't care?
Congratulations? Is it, like, a completely not interested?
I think some people think that other people's successes, it, like, intimidates them. It means that, like, they can't also be successful.
Right.
It's, like, a similar concept as...
Success is not, like, a limited amount.
No.
There is enough to go around.
Yeah. So, I mean, you just... It's very telling if things mm-hmm. that are good are happening. If somebody, like, kind of goes quiet and acts like they don't care. Or somebody who genuinely is supportive of you.
Mm-hmm. And this, to our final... Our final green flag, which is something that I think encompasses a lot of these and a lot of the ones that are super important to me, is if someone reciprocates effort, right? If you're on a mutual page for the amount of effort and importance you are giving to that relationship. I think a lot of times I have given more in a relationship, friendship, whatever it is, than the other person. And that is where a lot of these things, that's where I've learned a lot of these green flags. That's where I've kind of picked up on what I picked up on the red flags to create what I value in a relationship.
It sucks.
It sucks. When
you're putting effort into someone and they are just not doing it back.
Yeah.
That sucks, but you don't have to settle for that. And
you do not have to settle for that.
I mean, to a fault, and Kathryn and I have settled for that in the past.
Yeah.
I think back at, like, one person who we thought was our best friend for so long, and there was such an effort imbalance there.
Oh my god.
That it's crazy. Like, looking back,
I don't know what.
So many red flags, and not many of these green flags. And that's not to, like, diminish the friendship, because
or the value I placed on it. There were
so many great times and we put so much value into this friendship, but taking a step back from it has made us realize that
how much of an imbalance there really was.
Yeah.
And I mean, you live and you learn. That's okay. A lot of these, like I said, a lot of these things are things that we have learned from past relationships and have learned from just realizing what was lacking in past relationships.
Right.
And that is how you grow and learn, is going through different experiences with different people. And I mean, that's something that I'm learning now, because like I said, having learned this through past relationships has made me not necessarily want to cultivate new relationships out of fear that they might be bad as well. But that's why you have your non-negotiables and you pick up on your green flags and you focus on the good things in people, and you know, having this list or sense of what you value and what makes a relationship good to you is what is going to help you, you know, find and keep those good relationships around in your life.
Mm-hmm. And repeat after me, I will not settle for less.
And I will not settle for less.
Did you say it?
Say it again. All right, let's get into some giveaways. What are we giving away today?
Where we're giving away a hydro jug. The winner is Morgan Hawkins. So we'll DM you and you literally will get to pick whatever hydro jug you want and we'll send it to you.
All right. And guys, tomorrow, day 6 of Podmas, we have another giveaway for you guys.
For tomorrow's giveaway, we are giving away a Bow and Tee workout set. Also, the Girls with Gold stickers. Can't leave stickers that out every time,
because the stickers
are coming in most of these. So a Bow and Tee workout set and Girls with Gold stickers. And to enter this, you can go leave a review on Apple Podcasts.
If you love it, 5 stars.
That would be awesome.
But I don't want to tell you what to vote, but 5 stars really helps.
So much.
If you like it.
So the link to Apple Podcasts, if you're not listening on Apple Podcasts, we'll have that in the show notes, because that's the only place that you can leave a review. For some reason, you can't leave a review on Spotify. Alternatively, if you don't have Apple Podcasts at all, just make sure you're following on Spotify. And then for either of those things, screenshot it.
DM us.
DM it at Girls with Goals Pod. So leave the review, screenshot, send us a DM. Or if you can't get to Apple Podcasts, follow on Spotify, screenshot, send us a DM, and you're entered for the Bow and Tee set.
Thank you guys for listening, and we'll see you tomorrow.
Bye.